June 21st, 2018. Hey guys, this is my first time that I've ever posted anything like this. I do frequent the forums, of course. I like a good scare as much as the rest of you, but until now, none of it was real. I'm hesitant to even write this because I already know the attitude surrounding it. It's about that, the Momo rumors that started a couple weeks back. You know, the creepy statue and the weird WhatsApp phone number that was tied to it. Well, I'd go into more detail, but it's pretty fresh, and a short search will get you up to speed. Supposedly, it's already been debunked. But, you know, I can't accept that. You see, like so many others, I also tried contacting Momo, and it felt to me like the old Bloody Mary mirror ritual that so many of us remember from our childhoods. Just a thrill and a chuckle, you know? There are a lot of fake numbers out there, and honestly, I expected to get no response, but I think I found the real one. I sent Momo a message a few days ago.
Hi, Momo.
Silence. Silence for hours, and just like I expected, I put it out of my mind. Until a text alert woke me up at around 3 a.m. this morning.
I see you.
I could have responded, but I didn't believe my eyes. I was torn about what was happening and wasn't even sure if I was dreaming. Were the rumors true, or maybe some asshole just posted a number he personally owned so he could troll? I mean, maybe I was just next on his list, right? Still made me uneasy. I waited to respond until I at least had my morning coffee. I actually wound up hesitating until around 2 p.m.
You can see me?
I see you,
shithead. The next reply came a fraction of a second later, before I even lifted my thumb from the send button. It startled me.
That's not very nice.
Nice try, moron. Nice cry, fuckface. Nice try, asshat. Nice ice, dipshit. Nice fly. Nice bye. Nice. 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 Nice die.
The replies came in just as fast as the first, one after the other, a tenth of a second in between. They did say Momo was supposed to insult you. I guess I got the response I was after, but I don't even understand what I'm dealing with here. Has anyone else reading this made successful contact? Is this thing a bot? Any thoughts would be appreciated. July 22nd. Well, I got the reception I more or less expected. I was going to leave it alone, but I guess, you know, I'm glad to see at least a few of you believe me. A couple of you asked me for the number that I used, and I'm sorry, but I think I'm going to withhold it. I'm a little spooked now, and I don't really know where this is going. I don't think I want to spread it any further if I can help it. Anyway, I kept sending messages trying to get another response.
Who are you? Why the creepy statue? Is this a prank? What do you want?
Nothing for hours. I figured Momo was done with me. And this happened.
Sorry, supervisor pinned me down with overtime. Be home around 6. Love you.
This disturbs me. It's the same text message I received from my fiancé less than an hour ago. I can only think that Momo must be a hacker, but then...
Looking forward to date night tonight. Heart.
This message followed about 30 seconds later, and it made my blood run cold. We do have a date night tonight. Once she gets home here in about an hour and a half, how could Momo have known that? And then, to punctuate the dread in the pit of my stomach, my fiancé sent me the exact same message about 5 seconds later, followed immediately by another two swift messages from Momo.
Kiss, 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 kiss.
I've been sitting here for about the past 10 minutes. I've been biting my nails almost bloody, I don't know. I don't know what the hell is going on, but it's driving me crazy. This thing can't be a bot, and if it's a hacker, I can't imagine how they're doing this. I think I'm done responding, though. I'd advise you to stay away from this thing, too. It's not worth having a story to tell. And believe me, it's not fun. Thank you to all who listened. July 22nd, 2018. Mama just sent me this message, and it greeted me the moment I turned on my phone.
Don't keep me waiting, sugar.
Guys, I only stepped away to use the restroom just a few seconds ago, and that's exactly what my fiancé said to me as I walked away from the table. My phone was off. So was hers. We don't like distractions on a night like this. I shouldn't have even turned it on just now, but morbid curiosity got the best of me, and I had to check, and now I regret it. I was just about to respond, okay? I was in the process of texting, "Are you real?" I only finished typing, "Are you?" before Momo preemptively responded,
"I'm real. Are you?"
The message came with a picture attached to it, one that I'm not going to be sharing here. I'm not sure what I'm looking at, but there's a lot of blood. No one's a hacker. I don't know what it is. I didn't want to worry my fiance, but it's going to get hard to wear a poker face after this. I'll keep you all posted. July 26th, 2018. Sorry for the silence, guys. The past few days have been distressing, to say the least. No more text responses from Momo. Only pictures, pictures, picture after picture of indiscernible, bloody, gory messes. I'm seeing faces in some of them now, so far, no one I recognize. A few of you suggested that there might be a prank by my fiance, but that's just not possible. Shouldn't have the sick of a sense of humor, right? Even the sight of blood makes her feel faint, and even if she wanted to do this, we're on the same phone plan. I haven't been using the WhatsApp account for this exchange, and I'd have seen it on the records. As a matter of fact, when I called our service provider to see if I could get more details on these records, something I could show the police, they told me that these exchanges never happened. No tower connection to or from either phone in those timestamps. It's like it never happened. I told a friend about the whole thing yesterday, and he didn't believe a word of it. He didn't see the text messages, just scrolled right past them. When I showed him the pictures, he scrolled through them and asked me, "Why would anyone send you hundreds of pictures of static?" Right? Hell, just now I just tried attaching the pictures to this message. And every last one of them has returned an error message. Something about invalid file plan. This is scaring the shit out of me. What the hell's going on? July 27th, 2018. It's got another picture from Momo. First one in over 18 hours, and this time I'd recognize the face. I've been frantically trying to call her for the past 15 minutes, but I'm not getting an answer. She was supposed to be home an hour ago, and I'll keep trying. She has to be safe. I can't let myself think that she isn't. July 27th, 2018. Another hour and no word from her. I'm fearing the worst. I was desperate, so on a whim, I called Momo's number, and it was my wife who answered.
"I'm sorry, I never called."
She sounded like she was crying. I asked her what happened, but she just talked over me like she couldn't hear me.
"Cherished our time together. You've made my life a dream. But you're still young, baby. I don't want you to be lonely. You have to promise me you'll move on, okay? I love you so much."
That was it. The call dropped. Even as I screamed her name into the receiver, I called back. The number had been disconnected. I'm going to call around and see if anyone knows where she is. I'm praying that she is okay. July 28th, 2018. This will be my last post. I've been sitting here since I got home from the hospital. It's a head-on collision. On the highway just before the off-ramp, not more than a few miles from our home, and they couldn't stop the bleeding. I rushed to her side the moment I got the call, but we only had a few seconds together in the time I arrived. She spoke through sobs and shallow breaths. She told me she cherished our time together. That I made her life a dream. She told me that I was young, and she didn't want me to be lonely. Made me promise to move on, she told me. She told me she loved me. As she flatlined, her face matched the final picture. In the very last second, she was gone. One last text from Momo.
"Don't keep me waiting, sugar. Wait."
I destroyed the phone. Smashed it to fucking pieces with a hammer. My baby's last words should have been special to me, however painful, and now, whenever I revisit that memory, it won't be her face that I see in my mind, it'll be the face of that fucking monster. A face I won't soon forget, because now that I look at the picture of Momo, the one that made it so popular, I realize this isn't the one I saw on its profile when I made that call. I didn't think anything of it at the time, I was panicking. But what I saw had teeth. Sharp, bloody teeth. I'm gonna make funeral arrangements. Difficult, but I don't see me using a phone for anything for a while. Not even a landline. The truth is, I don't know what to think, and I can't tell you what to think. The statue we know may be fake, but the thing behind it, the thing that used its face to kill my girl, it's very real. Please, stay away.